The following is the Wikipedia entry for Dungeons & Dragons. It is current as of November 22, 2008. For the text version of this entry, please visit www.wikipedia.org. Dungeons & Dragons. This article is about the role-playing game. For other uses, please see Dungeons & Dragons disambiguation. D&D redirects here. For other uses, please see D&D disambiguation. Dungeons & Dragons, abbreviated D&D or D&D, is a fantasy role-playing game originally designed by E. Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson and first published in 1974 by Tactical Studies Rules, Inc. The game is currently published by Wizards of the Closet, a subsidiary of Hasbro. It was derived from miniature war games with a variation of the chainmail game, serving as the initial rule system. D&D's publication is widely regarded as the beginning of modern role-playing games and, by extension, the entire role-playing game industry. Players of D&D create characters that embark upon imaginary adventures within a fantasy setting. A dungeon master, abbreviated DM, also known as the Game Master or GM, serves as the game's referee and storyteller, while also maintaining the setting in which the adventures occur. During each game session, the players listen to descriptions of their character's surroundings, as well as additional information and potential choices from the DM, and describe their actions in response. The characters form a party that interacts with the setting's inhabitants and each other. Together, they solve dilemmas, engage in battles, and gather treasure and knowledge. In the process, the characters earn experience points to become increasingly powerful over a series of sessions. D&D departs from traditional wargaming and assigns each player a specific character to play instead of a military formation. Miniature figures or markers placed on a grid are sometimes used to represent these characters. The early success of Dungeons & Dragons led to a proliferation of similar game systems, such as Tunnels & Trolls, Traveler, and RuneQuest. Despite this competition, D&D dominates the role-playing game industry, enjoying a nearly unassailable market position. In 1977, the game was split into two versions, the simpler Dungeons & Dragons and the more complex Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, abbreviated as AD&D or AD&D. The AD&D 2nd edition was published in 1989. In 2000, the simpler version of the game was discontinued, and the complex version was renamed simply Dungeons & Dragons with its release of its third edition. Dungeons & Dragons version 3.5 was released in June 2003. The current version of the game, Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition, or D&D 4E, was released June 6, 2008. As of 2006, Dungeons & Dragons remained the best-known and best-selling role-playing game, with an estimated 20 million people having played the game, and more than US$1 billion in book and equipment sales. Dungeons & Dragons is best known beyond the game for other D&D-branded products, references in popular culture, and some controversies that have surrounded it, particularly the moral panic of the 1980s falsely linking it to Satanism and suicide. Contents. Play Overview. Game Mechanics, Adventures Campaigns and Modules, Miniature Figures. Game History. Sources and Influences, Edition History, Two-Prong Strategy, Revised Editions, Wizards of the Coast. Acclaim and Influence, Licensing, Controversy and Notoriety, Related Products, References in Popular Culture, See Also, Notes. Play Overview. Dungeons & Dragons is a structured yet open-ended role-playing game. It is normally played indoors with the participants seated around a tabletop. Typically, each player controls only a single character, which represents an individual in a fictional setting. As a group, these player characters, PCs, are often described as a party of adventurers, with each member often having his or her own area of speciality. During the course of play, each player directs the actions of his or her character and its interactions with the other characters in the game. A game often continues over a series of meetings to complete a single adventure, and longer into a series of related gaming adventures called a campaign. The results of the party's choices and overall storyline for the game are determined by the Dungeon Master, DM, according to the rules of the game and the DM's interpretation of those rules. The DM selects and describes the various non-player characters, NPCs, the party encounters, the setting in which these interactions occur, and the outcomes of these encounters based on the player's choices and actions. Encounters often take the form of battles with monsters, a generic term in D&D to describe the potentially hostile beings such as animals or mythical creatures. The game's extensive rules, which cover such diverse subjects as social interactions, magic use, combat, and the effect of the environment on PCs, help the DM to make these decisions. The Dungeon Master may choose to deviate from the published rules or make up new ones as he or she feels necessary. The most recent versions of the game's rules are detailed in three core rulebooks: the Player's Handbook, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the Monster Manual. A basic game box set contains the abbreviated rules to help beginners learn the game. The only items required to play the game are the rulebook, a character sheet for each player, and a number of polyhedral dice. The current editions also assume, but do not require, the use of miniature figures or markers on a gridded surface, items that were optional in earlier editions. Many optional accessories are available to enhance the game, such as expansion rulebooks, pre-designed adventures, and various campaign settings. Game Mechanics. Main Article: Dungeons & Dragons Game Mechanics. Main Article: Character Class, Dungeons & Dragons. Before the game begins, each player creates his or her character and records the details described below on a character sheet. First, a player determines his or her character's ability scores, which consist of strength, constitution, dexterity, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. Each edition of the game has offered differing methods for determining these statistics. As of the fourth edition, players generally assign their ability scores from a list or use points to buy them. The player then chooses a race, species, such as human or elf, a character class, occupation, such as fighter or wizard, an alignment, a moral and ethical outlook, which may have good or evil component, a lawful or chaotic component, and something in between, and a number of powers, skills, and feats to enhance the character's basic abilities. Additional background history, not covered by specific rules, is often used to further develop the character. During the game, players describe their PC's intended actions, such as punching an opponent or picking a lock, and converse with the DM in character, who then describes the result or response. Trivial actions, such as picking up a letter or opening an unlocked door, are usually automatically successful. The outcomes of more complex or risky actions are determined by rolling dice. Factors contributing to the outcome include the character's ability scores, skills, and the difficulty of the task. In circumstances where a character does not have control of an event, such as when a trap or magical effect is triggered or a spell is cast, a saving throw can be used to determine whether the resulting damage is reduced or avoided. In this case, the odds of success are influenced by the character's class, levels, and, with the third edition, ability scores. As the game is played, each PC grows and changes over time as they gain experience. Characters gain, or sometimes lose, experience, skills, and wealth, and may even change alignment or add additional character classes. The key way characters progress is by earning experience points, XP or EXP, which happens when they defeat an enemy or accomplish a difficult task. Acquiring enough XP allows a PC to advance a level, which grants the character improved class features, abilities, and skills. XP can also be lost in some circumstances, such as encounters that can drain life energy, or by use of certain magical powers that require the payment of an XP cost. Hit points, HP, are a measure of the character's vitality and health and are determined by class, level, and constitution of each character. They can be temporarily lost when a character sustains wounds in combat or otherwise comes to harm, and the loss of HP is the most common way for a character to die in the game. Death can also result from the loss of key ability scores or character levels. When a PC dies, it is often possible for the dead characters to resurrect through magic, although some penalties may be imposed as the result. If a resurrection is not possible or not desired, the player may instead create a new PC and resume playing the game. Adventures, Campaigns, and Modules. Main Article: Adventure, Dungeons & Dragons. A typical Dungeons & Dragons game consists of an adventure, which is roughly equivalent to a single story. The DM can either design an adventure on his or her own, or follow one of the many additional pre-made adventures, previously known as modules, that have been published throughout the history of Dungeons & Dragons. Published adventures typically include a background story, illustrations, maps and goals for the PC to achieve. Some also include location descriptions and handouts. Although a small adventure, entitled Temple of the Frog, was included in the Blackmoor Rules Supplement in 1975, the first standalone D&D module published by TSR was 1978's Steading of the Hill Giant Chief, written by Gygax. A linked series of adventures is commonly referred to as a campaign. The locations where these adventures occur, such as a city, country, planet, or entire fictional universe, are sometimes called campaigns, but are more correctly referred to as worlds or campaign settings. D&D settings are based in various fantasy subgenres and feature varying levels of magic and technology. Popular commercially published campaign settings for Dungeons & Dragons include Greyhawk, Dragonlance, Forgotten Realms, Mystara, Spelljammer, Ravenloft, Dark Sun, Planetscape, Birthright, and Aberyn. Alternatively, DMs may develop their own fictional worlds to use as campaign settings. The wargames from which Dungeons & Dragons evolved use miniature figures to represent combatants. D&D initially continued the use of miniatures in a fashion similar to its direct precursors. The original D&D set of 1974 required the use of a chainmail miniatures game for combat resolution. By the publication of the 1977 game editions, combat was mostly resolved verbally. Thus, miniatures were no longer required for gameplay, although some players continued to use them for visual reference. In the 1970s, numerous companies began to sell miniature figures specifically for Dungeons & Dragons and similar games. In 1977, the British manufacturer Miniature Figures Limited became the first company to partner with TSR and release miniatures under the official Dungeons & Dragons label. Other licensed miniature manufacturers who produced official figures include Grenadier Miniatures, 1980 to 1983, Citadel Miniatures, 1984 to 1986, Ralpartha, and TSR itself. Both of these miniatures used the 25mm scale, with the exception of Ralpartha's 15mm scale miniatures for the first edition battle system. Periodically, Dungeons & Dragons has returned to its wargaming roots with supplementary rule systems for miniatures-based wargaming. Supplements such as Battle System, 1985 and 1989, and a new edition of Chainmail, 2001, provided rule systems to handle battles between armies by using miniatures. Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition, 2000, assumes the use of miniatures to represent combat situations in play, an aspect of the game that was further emphasized in the version 3.5 revision. The Dungeons & Dragons miniature game, 2003, is sold as a set of plastic, randomly assorted, pre-painted miniatures and can be used as either part of the standard Dungeons & Dragons game or as the standalone collectible miniatures game. Game history. Sources and influences. Main article, Sources and Influences on the Development of Dungeons & Dragons. The immediate predecessor of Dungeons & Dragons was a set of medieval miniature figures written by Jeff Perrin. These were expanded by Gary Gygax, whose editions included a fantasy supplement before the game was published as Chainmail. David Arneson used Chainmail to run games where players controlled a single character instead of an army, an innovation that inspired D&D. Many Dungeons & Dragons elements also appear in hobbies of the mid to late 20th century, though these elements are also existed previously. Character-based role-playing, for example, can be seen in historical reenactment and improvisational theater. Game world simulations were well developed in wargaming. Fantasy milieus specifically designed for gaming could be seen in Glorantha's board games, among others. Ultimately, however, Dungeons & Dragons represents a unique blending of these elements. The theme of D&D was influenced by mythology, pulp fiction, and contemporary fantasy authors of the 1960s and 1970s. The presence of halflings, elves, dwarves, half-elves, orcs, dragons, and the like often draw comparisons to the work of J.R.R. Tolkien. Gygax maintained that he was influenced very little by The Lord of the Rings, although the owners of that work's copyright forced the name changes of Hobbit to Halfling, Ent to Treant, and Balrog to Type 4 demon Balor, stating that he included these elements as a marketing move to draw on the popularity of the work. The magic system, in which wizards must memorize spells that are used up once cast and must be rememorized the next day, was heavily influenced by the Dying Earth stories and novels of Jack Vance. The original alignment system, which grouped all players and creatures into law, neutrality, and chaos, was derived from the novel Three Hearts and Three Lions by Poul Anderson. The troll described in this work also influenced the D&D definition of that monster. Other influence include the works of Robert E. Howard, Edgar Rice Burroughs, A. Merritt, H.P. Lovecraft, Fritz Leiber, L. Sprague de Camp, Fletcher Pratt, Rob Zelzany, and Michael Moorcock. Monsters, spells, and magic items used in the game have been inspired by hundreds of individual works ranging from A.E. Van Vogt's The Destroyer, Displacer Beast, Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky, Vorpal Sword, to the Book of Genesis. The clerical spelling of Blade Barrier was inspired by the flaming sword which turned every way at the gates of Eden. Edition History. Main article. Editions of Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons has gone through several revisions. Parallel versions and inconsistent naming practices can make it difficult to distinguish between different editions. The original Dungeons & Dragons, now referred to as OD&D, was a small box set of three booklets published in 1974. It was amateurish in production and written from a perspective that assumed the reader was familiar with wargaming. Nevertheless, it exploded in popularity, first among wargamers and then expanding to a more general audience of college and high school students. This first set went through many printings and was supplemented by several official editions, such as the original Greyhawk and Blackmoor supplements, both 1975, as well as the magazine articles in TSR's official publications and countless fanzines. Two-pronged strategy. In 1977, TSR created the first element of a two-pronged strategy that would divide D&D game for over two decades. A basic Dungeons & Dragons box set was introduced to clean up the presentation of the essential rules, make the system understandable to the general public, and placed in a package that could be stocked in toy stores. In 1978, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, AD&D, was published, which brought together the various published rules, options, and corrections, then expanded them into a definitive, unified game for hobbyist gamers. The basic set directed players who exhausted the possibilities of that game to switch to the advanced rules. Unfortunately, almost from its inception, differences of design philosophy caused this dual marketing approach to go awry. Gygax, who wrote the advanced game, wanted an expansive game with rulings on any conceivable situation which might come up during play. J. Eric Holmes, the editor of the basic game, preferred a lighter tone with more room for personal improvisation. As a result, the basic game included many rules and concepts which contradicted comparable ones of the advanced game. Confusing matters further, the original D&D box set remained in publication until 1979 since it remained a healthier seller for TSR. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, or AD&D, was designed to create a tighter, more structured game system than the loose framework of the original game. While seen by many to be a revision of D&D, AD&D was at times declared to be neither an expansion nor a revision of the old game, it is a new game. The AD&D game was not intended to be directly compatible with D&D, and it required some conversion to play between the rule sets. The term advanced described the more complex rules and did not imply for higher level gaming abilities. Between 1977 and 1979, three hardcover rulebooks, commonly referred to as the core rulebooks, were released: the Player's Handbook, PHB, the Dungeon Master's Guide, DMG, and the Monster Manual, MM. Several supplementary books were published throughout the 1980s, notably Unearthed Arcana, 1985, and included a large number of new rules. Revised editions. In 1981, Basic Dungeons & Dragons was revised by Tom Moldvay. However, the rules for Dungeons & Dragons game continued to diverge, and it became a separate and distinct product from TSR's flagship game, AD&D. This game was promoted as a continuation of the original D&D tone, whereas AD&D was an advancement of the mechanics. Although simpler overall than the advanced game, it included rules for some situations not covered in AD&D. These were five sets: Basic, 1977, revised in 1981 and again in 1983, Expert, 1981, revised in 1983, Companion, 1983, Master, 1985, and Immortals, 1986-1991. Each set covered gameplay for more powerful characters than the previous. The first four were later compiled as a single hardcover book, the Dungeons & Dragons Rules Cyclopedia, 1991. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition, sometimes referred to as AD&D 2 or 2nd Ed, was published in 1989, again as a 3-core rulebooks. The Monster Manual was replaced by the Monsters Compendium, a loose-leaf binder that was replaced by the hardcover Monstrous Manual in 1993. In 1995, the core rulebooks were slightly revised, and a series of Player's Option Manuals were released as optional core rulebooks. Although still referred by TSR as the 2nd Edition, this revision is seen by some fans as a distinct edition of the game and is sometimes referred to as AD&D 2.5. The release of AD&D 2 deliberately excluded some aspects of the game that had attracted negative publicity. References to demons and devils, sexually suggestive artwork, and playable, evil-aligned character types, such as assassins and half-orcs, were removed. The edition moved away from a theme of the 1960s and 1970s sword and sorcery fantasy fiction to a mixture of medieval history and mythology. The rules underwent minor changes, including the addition of non-weapon proficiencies, skill-like abilities that originally appeared in first edition supplements. The game's magic spells were divided into schools and spheres. A major difference was the promotion of various game settings beyond that of traditional fantasy. This included blending fantasy with other genres, such as horror, Ravenloft, science fiction, Spelljammer, and apocalyptic, Dark Sun, as well as the alternative, historical, and non-European mythological settings. Wizards of the Coast. In 1997, a near-bankrupt TSR was purchased by Wizards of the Coast. Following 3 years of development, Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition was released in 2000. This game is referred to as D&D 3, or 3E, and is not to be confused with the 1983 edition of Basic D&D game. The new release folded the basic and advanced lines back into a single, unified game. It was the largest revision of the D&D rules to date, and also served as a basic for the multi-genre role-playing system designed around a 20-sided dice called a D20 system. The 3rd edition rules were designed to be internally consistent and less restrictive than the previous editions of the game, allowing players more flexibility to create the characters they wanted to play. Skills and feats were introduced into the core rules to encourage further customization of characters. The new rules also standardized the mechanics of action resolution and combat. In 2003, Dungeons & Dragons version 3.5, also known as the Revised 3rd Edition, or D&D 3.5, was released as a revision of the 3rd edition rules. This release incorporated hundreds of rule changes, mostly minor, and expanded the core rulebooks. Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition was announced at Gen Con in August 2007, with the initial 3 core books released June 6, 2008. 4th edition brought many fundamental rule changes, including restructuring many character abilities into powers. This especially altered the spell-using classes by adding abilities that could be used at will or per encounter as well as per day, while in previous versions they were limited to a certain number of spells per day. It provided parallel sets of options for non-magical classes that had previously had very limited options. In other respects, 4th edition streamlined the game into a much more simplified form. In addition to printing books, Wizards of the Coast is also releasing other supplementals virtually through the Wizards website. Acclaim and influence. Beginning with the French language edition in 1982, Dungeons & Dragons has been translated into many languages besides the original English. By 2004, more than US $1 billion has been spent in Dungeons & Dragons products, and the game has been played by more than 20 million people. As many as 6 million people played the game in 2007. The various editions of Dungeons & Dragons have won many Origins Awards, including All-Time Best Role-Playing Rules of 1977, Best Role-Playing Rules of 1989, and Best Role-Playing Game of 2000 for 3 flagship editions of the game. Both Dungeons & Dragons and Advanced Dungeons & Dragons are Origins Hall of Fame games inductees, as they were deemed sufficiently distinct to merit separate inclusion on different occasions. The Independent Games magazine placed Dungeons & Dragons on their Games 100 list from 1980 through 1983, then entered the game into the magazine's Hall of Fame in 1984. Dungeons & Dragons was the first modern role-playing game, and it established many of the conventions that have dominated the genre. Particularly notable are the use of dice as a game mechanic, character record sheets, use of numerical attributes, and Game Master-centered group dynamics. Within months of Dungeons & Dragons' release, new role-playing game writers and publishers began releasing their own role-playing games, with most of these being in the fantasy genre. Some of the earliest other role-playing games inspired by D&D include Tunnels and Trolls, 1985, Empire of the Petal Throne, 1975, and Chivalry and Sorcery, 1976. The role-playing movement initiated by D&D would lead to the release of the science fiction game Traveller, 1977, and fantasy game RuneQuest, 1978, and subsequent game systems such as Chaosium's Call of Cthulhu, 1981, Champions, 1982, GURPS, 1986, and Vampire the Masquerade, 1992. Dungeons & Dragons and the games it influenced also fed back into the genre's origin, miniatures war games, with combat strategy games like Warhammer Fantasy Battles. D&D also has a large impact on modern video games. Director Jon Favreau credits Dungeons & Dragons with giving him, quote, a really strong background in imagination, storytelling, and understanding how to create tone and a sense of balance. Licensing. Early in the game's history, TSR took no action against small publishers' production of D&D-compatible material. This attitude changed in the mid-1980s when TSR revoked these rights, even from publishers they had earlier officially licensed, such as Judge's Guild, and took legal action to prevent other publishers from publishing compatible material. This angered many fans and led to resentment by other gaming companies. TSR itself ran afoul with intellectual property law in several cases. With the launch of Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition, Wizards of the Coast made the D20 system available under the Open Gaming License, OGL, and D20 Trademark License. Under these licenses, authors are free to use the D20 system when writing game supplements. The OGL and D20 Trademark License also made possible new games, some based on licensed products like Star Wars, and also new versions of older games, such as Call of Cthulhu. During the 2000s, there has been a trend towards recreating older editions of D&D. Necromancer Games, with its slogan 3rd Edition Rules, 1st Edition Feel, and Goodman Games' Dungeon Crawl Classics range, are both examples of this in material for D20 games. Other companies have created complete game systems based on the earlier editions of D&D. An example is Hackmaster, 2001, by Kenzer & Company, a licensed, non-OGL, semi-satirical follow-on to the 1st and 2nd edition. Castles and Crusades, 2005, by Trolllord Games, is a reimagining of the early editions by streamlined rules from the OGL. It was supported by Gary Gygax prior to his death. With the release of the 4th edition, Wizards of the Coast has introduced its game system license, which represents a significant restriction compared to the very open policies embodied by the OGL. In part as a response to this, some publishers, such as Paizo Publishing with its Pathfinder RPG, who previously produced materials in support of the D&D product line, have made the decision to continue supporting the 3rd edition rules, thereby competing directly with Wizards of the Coast. Controversy and notoriety. Main article, Dungeons & Dragons controversies. At various times in its history, Dungeons & Dragons has received negative publicity, in particular from some Christian groups, for alleged promotion of such practices as devil worship, witchcraft, suicide, and murder, and for naked beasts in drawings of female humanoids in the original AD&D materials, mainly monsters such as harpies, succubi, etc. These controversies led TSR to remove many potentially controversial references from artwork when releasing its 2nd edition of AD&D. Most of these references, including the use of names Devils and Demons, were reintroduced in the 3rd edition. The moral panic over the game also led to problems for fans of D&D, who faced further social ostracism, unfair treatment, and false association with the occult and Satanism, regardless of an individual fan's actual religious affiliation and beliefs. Dungeons & Dragons has also been the subject of unsubstantiated rumors regarding players having difficulty separating fantasy and reality, even leading to psychotic episodes. The most notable of these was the saga of James Dallas Egbert III, which was fictionalized in the novel Mazes and Monsters and later made into a TV movie. The game was also blamed for some of the actions of Chris Pritchard, who was convicted in 1990 of murdering his stepfather. Research by various psychologists, at first being that of Armando Simon, have concluded that no harmful effects are related to the playing of D&D. The game's commercial success was a factor that led to lawsuits regarding distribution of royalties between original creators Gygax and Arneson. Gygax later became embroiled in a political struggle for control of TSR, which culminated in a court battle and Gygax's decision to sell his ownership interest in the company in 1985. Related products. Main article, Dungeons & Dragons related products. D&D's commercial success has led to many other related products, including Dragon Magazine, Dungeon Magazine, an animated television series, film series, an official role-playing soundtrack, and computer games such as the MMORPG Dungeons & Dragons Online Stormreach. Hobby and toy stores sell dice miniatures, adventures, and other game aids related to D&D and its game offspring. References in popular culture. Main article, Dungeons & Dragons in popular culture. As the popularity of D&D grew throughout the late 1970s and 1980s, the game was referenced more and more in popular culture. Numerous games, films, and cultural references based on D&D or D&D-like fantasies, characters, or adventures have been ubiquitous since the end of the 1970s. Typically, though by no means exclusively, D&D players are portrayed derogatively as the epitome of geekdom. References to the game are used as a shorthand to establish characterization or provide the punchline of a joke. Many characters, irritated with this stereotype, embrace the fact that professional basketball player Tim Duncan, comedian Stephen Colbert, musician Moby, and actors Vin Diesel, Matthew Lillard, Mike Myers, Patton Oswalt, Will Wheaton, and Robin Williams have made their D&D hobbies public. See also Dungeons & Dragons Creature Lists, Dungeons & Dragons Spells, D&D Championship Series, OSRIC, Old School Reference and Index Compilation, an attempt to reissue the rules for the first edition AD&D while complying with the Open Gaming License. This has been a reading of the Dungeons & Dragons entry on English Wikipedia.